from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week we have a band built on YouTube and a Halloween roundup. David Wiegand takes off his mask whenever he comes into the studio. He's the assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Thanks for joining us, David.
I'm happy to be here, as always.
That's pretty scary now that you've taken off the mask. Let's start with the wittiest pop duo in America.
Maybe now's the time to put down your pencil and just go have fun.
That's Come Out to Play by Pomplamoose, and they do like to play. These are two Stanford grads who met there, and they've built their career around YouTube videos. And they're just so playful. They're like a couple of kids with a camera.
No, they really, really are. I absolutely love them. I mean, they sort of got their start doing YouTube and videos and that kind of stuff. I think they're just wonderful. They just have this sort of giddy way of doing their music, and you can't stop listening to it.
Or dancing. Pomplamoose plays Bing Hall at Stanford Saturday, so it's kind of a homecoming. Another master of his medium now, this is Daniel Alarcón. He's like the Latino Ira Glass. And they both have lots of hair, I think. And he's a great writer and storyteller. He's doing a live performance of this podcast called Radio Ambulante.
That's right. This is a project. Daniel was born in Peru, but he grew up in Alabama. And one of the Bay Area's really great writers. I love his stuff. Absolutely love his stuff. But this is one of his projects. He's worked with Latin American radio producers and created this project. It'll be bilingual, but there will be subtitles. And these are different stories and music that feature Latin American life.
Yeah, 5 o'clock on Sunday at the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts in San Francisco. Something very rootsy now.
Early in the morning, about break of day. That's my baby, went away. Crying and bleeding won't do no good. Come back, baby, wish you would.
That's a mix of rockabilly and R&B by Oklahoma native J.D. McPherson. And this is a guy who studied experimental film at the University of Oklahoma. I figure this is a department of one, right? But I'm very happy. I'm very happy that he fell in love with roots music. And
it
sounds like they're recording on microphones made out of wax paper. You know?
No, it's true. You know, he hasn't been around for that long, really. I think his first album came out in about 2010. He certainly loves people like Fats Domino and Little Richard. You can kind of hear that in his music. It's retro, but with a very modern twist. And I kind of think of him as a young guy with an old soul.
J.D. McPherson plays the Great American Music Hall on Wednesday night. Colm Tobin is one of those writers who makes David and me look like layabouts, even a lot harder name to say than either of ours. He's a novelist, a short story writer, a journalist, a playwright, and a professor, and he's turned his novel, The Testament of Mary, into a play, and it's getting its opening at American Conservatory Theater.
That's right, and Shana McKenna, the great, great actress, is starring, and Carrie Perloff will be directing the play. The story is a very interesting one. It's about the Virgin Mary in old age, who is sort of denying that her son was ever the Savior and sort of, you know, putting the gospel writers off. And
yeah, she's rather bitter with him.
Rather bitter with the entire experience and so forth and so on. And it really is meant to address the absence of faith or the loss of faith within the Catholic Church.
The Testament of Mary is in previews. Great deals on tickets now. And it continues at ACT in San Francisco through November 23rd. Some music for Halloween now.
Sleeping all your moments.
Talking Halloween for grown-ups here. Shannon and the Clams are part of a two-night bill titled Total Trash Halloween Bash. And the bands are dressing up, kind of. They're going to be doing covers of other bands, I think.
Yeah, I think some are going to dress down, too. Way, way down.
Well, and Shannon and the Clams are going to be Metallica. Hunks is going to be Gabe Racula, I guess.
Yes, he's the MC. People might know him from his former band, Gravy Train, and he formed Hunks and His Punks in 2008 and is an institution in the Bay Area or ought to be in one. One of your take your pick.
Right, that's tonight at Leo's in Oakland. And then Saturday night, Eli's Mile High Club in Oakland also features the Phantom Surfers, Sacramento surf punk band, the Skoskits. And we wanted to also mention Thrill Peddlers.
The 15th anniversary production of Shocktoberfest. That is a celebration of Grand Guignol as only they can do.
A lot of blood and guts at the Hypnodrome through November 22nd. And we also want to celebrate the annual Evening of Murder Ballads at the Starry Plow tonight in Berkeley. That's our cheap thrill. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
Happy trick-or-treating to all of you. David Wiegand is the assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm Cy Musiker. You can find details on all these shows at kqed.org/the-do-list. And follow me on Twitter @CyrusKQED.